Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast. This show is brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature Disney wedding updates, money-saving tips, and interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney couples. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Sam Rosswood about her ceremony at Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom with a reception at the Lantana Room and Patio at Coronado Springs Resort. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks so much for being on the show today. I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
So I think for my friends and family, it was no big surprise. I am a previous Disney cast member at Disney World. And when I was actually working at the Animal Kingdom, the Tree of Life venue actually was brought on the same year I was working there. So that was really fun. But my husband is not a big Disney person. I still love him. That's okay. And we were looking at venues in the Southeast area. We have friends and family from all over, so no matter where we chose, it was going to be a destination wedding for most people. And I, you know, we looked around and we really decided we did not want to spend so much time planning our own wedding. We wanted to kind of pick a one-stop shop. And after looking around, Christmas Eve, literally, I sent a frustrated email to Disney just saying, you know what? How much does this cost? And surprisingly, about the same as other locations at the time. So we ended up with a Disney wedding.
That's fantastic. So then how did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
My friends and family were totally like, yep, that makes sense. His friends and family were down. Actually, his sister-in-law is from the UK, and she had never been to Disney before. So I got to message her and say, hey, I know you're coming over here for our wedding. Do you still want to go to Disney? She said, it's okay. You know, we'll spend time and do your wedding instead. I said, well, you get to do both. You're going to Disney. We're having our wedding at Disney. And so that was really fun. Everyone was actually incredibly excited, even though they had to wake up at 4 a.m.
So how many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We invited 53 guests, 50 RSVP'd, and all 50 showed up.
Wow, that is amazing.
I know, right? I was shocked.
Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We did set up a room block, and just to make things kind of easier on my end, I am a bit of a control freak, so I was able to see who booked and who didn't and who I needed to harass.
That's a good point because, yeah, they send you updates on who is booking in your room block now, which can be super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how did you guys choose the day of the week and time of day for your event? Did you consider doing an evening wedding at Tree of Life, or did you always know you wanted to do the morning one?
We did originally consider doing an evening event, but when we really looked at the timelines and our guest count and the ages of our guests, given that we are in our late 20s and early 30s, and so are all of our guests, as well as our parents, we quickly realized that maybe a midnight start time was not for us. And so we chose to do the morning ceremony instead. And it seemed like a crazy early morning, but who actually sleeps the night before their wedding anyway? So wasn't really an issue there, just all the excitement and nerves. And as far as the day of the week, we looked at a bunch of things, and when it came down to it, it was much cheaper to do it during the week than it is on a weekend. So we decided to have Saturday and Sunday in the parks with our friends and family, and then Monday morning have our wedding, and everyone could travel on back to home if they wanted to, or they could hang out with us for longer after the wedding was over.
Fantastic. Now, how did you choose your ceremony and reception venues?
So we originally contacted Disney in regards to an Oak Manor ceremony, and we hadn't really picked a reception venue. That wasn't super important to us. And when we got down to the numbers, and my husband was like, well, you said you didn't want to just get married at a hotel. Let's ask them about the tree, because we both met at a zoo in South Carolina. So Animal Kingdom is really, you know, one of our favorite places at Disney. So we asked them about the tree, and it ended up being kind of in budget. So we just went for it.
That's wonderful. How did you choose the Lantana rooms at Coronado Springs for the reception?
So we had originally had Ariel's picked out as our reception venue, and then we picked out another one of the rooms in Coronado. And then our wedding was in November, and we went to the tasting the, you know, July before that. And while we were there, I figured, well, it's a, you know, convention center. Most of these rooms are open anyway. So we peeked around and looked around, and the Lantana rooms, we were actually able to get both the indoor space and the patio space in case of weather. They actually left all of the lounge chairs and furniture inside the indoor spaces, which was really nice, given that a lot of our guests would like to sit down and hang out like that. So it actually just really worked out for us to have both spaces, indoor and outdoor. People could move about as they saw fit. There were still large windows looking out to the patio. So if people wanted to sit inside in the climate control, they could and still watch the fun.
That's interesting. So did you have your reception set up outside or your pre-reception outside?
The pre-reception was set up inside where they did some of the hors d'oeuvres and started the cocktails. The bar was also set up inside, and then the reception and tables were set up outside along with the DJ and the cake and the silhouette artist.
Got it. That's great. Now, did you guys use any outside vendors for the portions of your event that you were able to?
The only outside vendors we used were photography and videography. Photography was Christina at Wild Whimsy, and for videography, we used Michelle Laxon.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, how did you choose your officiant?
So when my husband and I first got together, we were working at a zoo in South Carolina, and we had a friend for both of us, and she had actually made a joke at one point, and she said it during the ceremony, that, you know, her and I were actually writing down lists of why somebody should want to date my now husband. And it turned out that she was the ultimate wingwoman, and I ended up dating him instead. So the list did work, and it was really a no-brainer for us that she would officiate our wedding.
That's great. Did you guys add any kind of entertainment to the ceremony or the reception?
Yeah, so we added the black and white silhouette artist. We toyed around with a couple different ideas, including characters, and we really just wanted something that was very unique, but not so in-your-face Disney, since we did have that entire tree already at our ceremony. And so we chose a silhouette artist that gave people something to take home and acted as a favor. It also acted as our guest book. And the next morning, my husband and I had a fun time trying to figure out who was who on the silhouettes.
Did you guys add the Awakenings light show to the tree for your ceremony?
We did not. We went with just the standard lighting package, which actually looked way better in person than the photos that Disney provided.
That's interesting because people have always been a little bit concerned about the lighting there. And now Disney has started to include standard lighting with the ceremony venue fee. But then it sounds like they have some other options that they offered you for like more upgraded lighting.
Yes. So they offered some colored lighting upgrades, and then there was another tier after that, and then there was the Awakening show, and it all just got too complicated, and we said, no, what? Nope, just going with standard, and we have a wonderful photographer who will make that work no matter what it looks like, and she did.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have any menu items or cake flavors that you would recommend?
Because our wedding was at Oh Dark 30 and our reception started at 7 a.m. We actually didn't serve the cake that we did cut. Instead, we had school bread and zebra domes for our dessert, which is amazing, excellent, perfect. And for our menu items, my husband is a wonderful home chef, and his favorite thing in the world is confit duck. So we actually had eggs benedict with confit duck and a half version of the Sanaa bread service from Animal Kingdom Lodge. So that really is the limit with the menu at Disney.
That's great. Did you guys add any other events around your day, like a dessert party or a welcome party?
We did not have any official events, but we did have some informal welcome party, dessert party, and park hangouts.
Oh, that's fun. What kind of stuff did you do?
So on Saturday, we invited all of our friends to come with us to start the day in Animal Kingdom and the day at Magic Kingdom and enjoy the fireworks. And we used the park hopper options that are provided through the room block for that. And then on Sunday, we had kind of just a resort hangout day. We hung out by the pool at Coronado Springs, where our room block was, and lots of people played volleyball in the beach volleyball area, hung out, got some drinks, sat by the pool. And then when the Dahlia Lounge opened, we busted down their doors and kind of took over that space for a little bit, which was nice to be able to kind of see all of our friends and family because they had all had traveled. It gave people a price point at every budget. If they still wanted to come see us, there was no big, you know, ticket fee that they would have to pay to get into the parks by us being at the resort. And then after our wedding on Monday evening, we all headed over to Epcot to utilize the after 5 p.m. tickets.
Oh, that's great. And for listeners who are curious, when you do a wedding and you set up a room block, you are given a discount off of any park hopper ticket. And then you also have the option to purchase after 1 p.m. or after 5 p.m. tickets to the parks. And I have information about all of that in Chapter 1 of the Fairy Tale Weddings Guide. So can you give me a timeline of how your wedding day ran?
Yeah. So bright and early, well, dark and early, we kind of woke up around 2 or 2:30 in the morning. We did not have a bridal party. It was just myself and my husband. So we both kind of got ready together, got to spend those hours, you know, just with the two of us before the chaos started. And he headed downstairs to meet the photographer. I put on my dress. And we went downstairs probably around 4 o'clock for our first look to meet our photographer and our videographer as well. By 4:30 in the morning, we were in the limo heading off to Animal Kingdom. And we got into the park itself probably close to 4:45 and took some photos in front of, there was the Christmas tree that was set up out front, even though it was early November. So we got to do our Christmas card photos early. And then we headed into the park, got some photos in front of the tree, hid away in one of the gift shops. Our guests all arrived around 5:15. Everything started at exactly 5:30 for the ceremony, finished that up in about 20 or 30 minutes. Everyone got back on the bus to head back to the Coronado where our reception was. My husband and I finished up some photos, and then we met everyone at the resort for the reception around 6:30 or 7, and we hung out, partied, had delicious Pog mimosas, and we were done by noon.
That's fantastic. When you guys were planning, what were some of the most important aspects to your event where you focused your attention or your budget?
The most important thing that we focused on was time with our friends and family. It's, you know, really rare that you get everyone in one room from all across the country and even all across the world to hang out. So we really wanted to make sure we built in lots of time to give people the opportunity to see us, to hang out. And then another thing that we really focused on, which is an odd one, but allergies. We had a lot of food allergies in our group. We had celiacs. We had folks who are allergic to dairy, nuts, shellfish, caffeine. You name it, we had an allergy for it. And Disney was absolutely wonderful with every single moment of it. No one got sick, which was awesome. And everyone had something to eat, which made me feel really good because these people traveled to hang out with us. So we wanted to make sure everyone had something that they could eat and that they really enjoyed. And I'd say the third thing that we really prioritized was not having too many events that would stress us out, being able to enjoy the time with our new spouse, with each other, and really just being able to soak in every moment of our crazy, hectic Disney wedding.
That's a great point, yeah. Were there any aspects that were less important where you saved your money or just your effort?
I would say one thing that really started to bother me and then I realized maybe it doesn't, you know, super matter was the color scheme or the theme, because the Tree of Life has its own, you know, color scheme and theme and vibe going on. And then if you looked at all of the other different places we were trying to use for reception venues, you know, Ariel's has that underwater and blue theme. Coronado has its bright reds and oranges. And so we ended up just saying, you know what? We're just going to do a lot of greenery everywhere, and that's how we're going to tie everything in. And it actually worked out really well. Less ended up being more for us. And another thing that we didn't focus a whole lot of time on were the traditions that just didn't really resonate with us. We did the first dances, and we did dances with our, respective parents. And otherwise, there weren't a whole lot of traditions that were at our ceremony or at our reception. And I think that just allowed more time for us to really enjoy that time with our friends and family.
That's great. So out of all of this, what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
I think my favorite memory was leaving. The ceremony was over, all the photos were over, our guests had left, and we are leaving Animal Kingdom, and the sun is rising, and it's just me and my husband, and we're getting to enjoy the park all on our own. And it was just really a nice moment to have that. Whew, the stressful part was over. It didn't rain, everyone showed up, and now we get to go party.
That's great. Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
I was really, really worried about the rain. I think every couple who has a wedding outside panics about the rain in Florida for at least a week or two. And the weather was great. It was colder than we expected for November. It was like 55, which for those of us who are from Florida is way too cold, frigid. But other than that, no, the bus showed up on time. I was also worried about handicap accessibility for my grandfather. But they made sure that the bus was wheelchair accessible. They made sure that he had a spot at every table that he needed to be at in the ceremony itself. So honestly, no, nothing went wrong, and I was completely surprised.
That's fantastic. Now, is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I would have stressed a whole heck of a lot less in the planning stages. Disney does these thousands and thousands of times every year, and they really do it well if you just let them handle it. At least that's in my experience.
Any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
It's going to be hard, but just let Disney do what Disney does. Comparing the wedding planning timeline of Disney to friends and family who have had their weddings outside of Disney, it seems insane. You're planning a wedding with Disney in 4 months, usually, but they do a really good job. Our florals turned out exactly like we expected. The food turned out delicious. The cake was so cute. And it really seems insane to plan it in a few months, but if anyone can do it, it is Disney.
That's great advice. Well, Sam, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in getting married or having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. Past shows and tons of photos for each episode are available on my website, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com, or listen in your favorite podcast app. And for instant answers to all your Walt Disney World wedding questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.